This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. We want to thank our Richard Rosen for joining us. Our very next guests, we have Mr. Jared Valenzuela. Jared is actually running for school committee in the town of Rockland.
Hello, I am. Jared. Pleasure to be back, especially out from behind the camera.
Okay. And, of course, we have running for school committee in East Bridgewater. We have Keith Boyle. Keith, hello, sir.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Just kind of push that down a little bit. And you and Mr. Do we have the wireless that we could have Mr. Heger kind of play DJ with? So he can kind of have his own thing. But we have Miles Heger's here as well. Miles, how are you?
Kevin, always a pleasure to be in studio here with you.
Miles, of course, is the chair of East Bridgewater's Republican Town Committee, and he's also on the Finance Committee in the town of East Bridgewater. So welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, and again, pleasure to be here.
And he's also, I also believe that he is in the middle of gathering signatures for Michael Sullivan, but I could be wrong. Well, maybe you all are doing it, and I just don't know.
I think we've all somehow gotten roped into that.
Of course.
I guess I'll start with, we'll start with Miles, and we'll work our way down. I get, you know, the idea when I thought about this segment and putting it together is you guys are all young. I think, how old are you, Jared?
24.
24.
Closing in fast on that quarter century.
How old are you?
I am 24, and I found out that Jared is actually 2 weeks older than I am.
It's a big quarter century bash that we're going to play.
So you're all young. You all could conceivably be one of my kids. Okay? I mean, you're young. You are the future of either being, you know, in politics or being community leaders. I guess I would ask Jared, who you're the older of everybody here, I believe.
Not by much.
Not by... Well, funny enough, is that
he's
Miles...
He's 24 going on 44.
Oh, Miles has... So is it Joe Rossi. Funny enough. But Miles has the same birthday as my daughter.
Yeah, I do.
And so he's young. I got to ask you, Mr. Valenzuela, let me direct my question properly here.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this isn't your first race that you've been in. I mean, what is it about being out there and running for office that you like and that you want to be a part of public service?
Well, again, thank you, Kevin and Joe, for having me as well as Keith and Miles on to talk about this. I think from a young age, I learned, especially through my dad's involvement, that you can make a difference in your community. And it does take a lot of work sometimes, but the reward is extremely fulfilling. I've been on the Rockland School Building Committee now for 6.5 years, and when I started off, we met in the run-down library of the middle school, and now we are meeting in the beautiful state-of-the-art media center in the combined middle school-high school project that's nearly completed. So for a 7-year process and a 7-year period to come to a conclusion, which is you stand outside and you look at these two beautiful buildings, I learned through that experience, through the crossing guard experience with my dad 12 years ago now, that you can actually make a great difference in your community with a good amount of effort and hard work and just meeting people, and that's very important to me.
Now, what other offices have you run for?
I ran for the Republican nomination for a state representative in 2010.
Okay. And Keith, tell us, is this your first time running for office, or have you run for office previously?
This is my first public office run, but I have held the treasurer spot when I was in high school. I ran for treasurer my sophomore year, and I retained that seat.
When you say run for treasurer, as far as like student senate?
It was a class election, yeah.
Okay.
Treasurer of my class.
Very cool.
And I held that position up until my senior year. And then over at UMass Amherst, I became the treasurer of the UMass Republican Club from my sophomore to junior year. And then I ended up being elected to vice president my senior year.
What was it that made you, why are you running for school committee? What is it about running for school committee that you see that you have something that you can offer to the community of East Bridgewater?
Well, there's a few different issues on the table right now. One is the superintendent search that's going to take place over the next year. As I believe the school committee has decided to find a one-year interim in the meantime, we're looking for, you know, a retired former superintendent. In the process, while they fill in that seat, we'll be looking for the most qualified superintendent for the long, you know, the long run. And I think I can bring experience to the table in that situation, as when I was at Norfolk Aggie, which is where I went to high school in Walpole, I was on the principal search committee as a student representative. There was only two students on the board, and we interviewed several candidates, and it was a couple-month-long procedure, and we ended up narrowing it down to the one person.
What's the importance? Tell me what you feel the essentials are of choosing the next superintendent in East Bridgewater. What do you feel are some of the requirements? I mean, you're talking about, you know, the education of East Bridgewater taxpayers here. What do you feel is essential in a superintendent? What are you looking forward to doing, moving this school system forward in the 21st century?
Well, East Bridgewater just is in the middle of ending up in the construction of a new school. So I'm looking for somebody who's got the experience to be a leader, and somebody who can step up and be able to run a brand new school system. You know, it's not just a high school anymore. It's a junior, senior high school. So somebody with a lot of experience, somebody with the education, somebody with the knowledge. Obviously, another big thing in our society today is the issue of technology, and that's going to become a big player in the new high school, too.
Okay. Well, Miles, I know this is something that you're also you're kind of embroiled in this whole thing with, is it Susan Cody?
Yes, Superintendent Susan Cody.
She's on her way. I mean, are you somebody? I'm surprised you're not somebody who's running for school committee and not jumping in on this.
Well, I, you know, obviously, if you know me and know me well enough, I am in the next coming years. I plan to stay fully involved in East Bridgewater. You know, time commitments this year really have limited my ability to run. Obviously, taking a full time job and heading south this week. Have limited the opportunities, but for those listening in East Bridgewater, I certainly fully plan on getting involved over the next couple of years and running for public office in East Bridgewater and giving back to those in town who have given so much to the town of East Bridgewater and really helped shape where it has gotten to be now. We have a brand new junior senior high school in town and a new senior community center in town as well. And those two projects really, you know, it's great to see they're going to help East Bridgewater evolve. And really, we hope that they bring people into the town from surrounding areas. And, you know, the hope is, though, to run in the next couple of years as I continue to live in town and give back to the town.
You know, Kevin, I'll give you a fun fact with all of us here.
I like fun facts.
Where Miles is involved with the Bridgewater race, but I'm actually Jared's...
East Bridgewater.
East Bridgewater. I'm sorry.
Although he does host a show called...
Greater Bridgewater.
Okay. Continue. Okay. I am Jared's campaign manager. So I
knew
am,
he'd out you eventually.
I know.
Some sort of full disclosure had to be given. Well, I could... it was an extensive search...
All right, knock it off. But the funny thing is, Kevin...
So one night he turns to him and goes, so will you be my campaign manager?
I think he asked.
Yes, I did. But, you know, it's funny because my family, you know, Jared's lived in Rockland his entire life, and my family, going back to my great-grandparents, has a very rich history in Rockland. There's actually, my grandmother was the head of Rockland's food services, and there's a freezer in one of the schools named after her.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there was a hairnet named after her, but okay.
Wow. So I jumped on because, like, Jared wants to make a difference in Rockland. You know, I also want to help him get to that point.
Well, here's a question. What are the do you have an opponent yet?
There are two open seats, and I presently have six opponents.
All right.
So for the first time...
It's a race.
For the first time in 8 years, the town of Rockland will have a competitive school committee race.
And one of them is for Mike Mullen. Mike Mullen was...
Yes, Michael Mullen has resigned.
He resigned because he actually is chief of staff for Mayor Linda Balzani and Brockton.
But that also had a residency requirement, so unfortunately Mike had to move. Mm. And the other one, and I actually got to give her a great shout-out, is Marilyn Werkheiser, who has been an extreme pleasure to work with on the school building committee and has shown over 20 years her dedication to the school department in many different capacities. So she deserves a huge round of applause for what she's done.
Any debates or any forums that are scheduled?
As of right now, we haven't heard anything. Usually the Chamber of Commerce hosts one. For years, the Republican and Democratic town committees used to host one. Okay. So I might try and broker that with my Democratic counterparts, but that might be a little inappropriate. Where
you at number
the chairman 16? Of the Republican
are
town
you at
committee.
5-1?
And running... excuse me?
Are you outnumbered as far as other? How many Democrats are running for it as
composed? You know, I don't look at it that way.
But you have to win the ballot.
Not in a local race.
Town elections.
And for years, I used to, we used to look at it, and a lot of people will look at it that way. And I don't look at it that way. I look at it as there are six people. Well, there's seven of us now. Oh, I know. There are seven of us who are running, and seven of us who have an idea for what the Rockland School.
Are you the youngest of the group, or there's somebody? Is there somebody who's in competing age?
I am the youngest of the group.
Okay.
Good. And out of the seven of us, me and one other person, the only ones with any municipal experience.
Before I go back to Keith and Miles, when is your election?
The town actually voted to move it to coincide with the special Senate primary.
So the 30th?
April 30th is our election day.
Okay. How many opponents do you have, Keith?
There are two seats open. One incumbent is running, and there's three people running for the two seats.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it should be a very interesting race.
And when did your town move to coincide as well? Or no?
No, we are having our town election April 6th, which is a Saturday.
Very interesting. Miles?
And to kind of piggyback on Keith's point right there, what we do in East Bridgewater is we have a candidates' night on usually about a week or two out from the town election. It's usually on a Wednesday night, and it's on the cable station in town. And...
I know that guy.
I know that guy, too. And with hopes, obviously, me going out of town, I have been in touch with the chairman of the Democratic Town Committee as the chairman of the East Bridgewater Republican Town Committee to coordinate. And most likely, my vice chairman will step in if I'm not back in town by that point. But the date right now, it looks to be one of the last 2 weeks of March. We're going to do candidates night.
What drives you young guys? I mean, you guys are all young enough. Guys who are normally your age aren't looking to... run for an office and give back to the communities. Don't take it the wrong way, but I know a lot of guys your age who are either they're in college or maybe they're working or maybe it's their head isn't
doing
into,
all three.
isn't doing all three or other things, but it isn't so much focusing on being, trying to be a leader of it, whether it's running for the school committee, selectmen, you name it. Keith?
The biggest thing for me was owning my own business. I took ownership of a cranberry company based out of Hanson, Mass. It's 5 acres of land. Took ownership in April.
It's tough work.
It is tough work. It's tough a lot
work.
Of long hours. I ended up buying the company in April, this past April, before I graduated college. Being a business owner and looking into the future, I realized how much taxes and politics in general are going to affect me in the future. And people keep saying to me, it's your generation that's going to pay. It's going to be. So I decided to take a step and be a voice for my generation. And whether that means starting off, at lower local politics and work my way up, that's basically what I'm trying to do.
Do you see yourself in another capacity in the town? If you're successful,
yep.
Whether you're successful or not, do you see yourself moving up the ladder within the town or elsewhere?
Yes, I do have goals in the future to move up the ladder. One step at a time, and I plan on learning a lot in the process. But I do have goals of seeking higher office.
All right. How about you, Jared?
I look at it as a journey, and I'll see wherever it takes me. Obviously, I ran for state representative 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, and that obviously wasn't in my cards, but hopefully school committee is, to continue to serve my town and serve my state and my country. And I think it's important, like Keith said, we're the generation that will be paying for it, but we don't have to look at it that way. We could be the generation that sets a new mark for people that are yet to be born. Back to that school project, and maybe Keith and Miles look at East Bridgewater when that school's open, but I think about the fact that school's going to stand for 70 years, and hundreds of thousands of children yet to be born will be affected by decisions that I made and decisions that we made as a building committee. And I want to be able to have that influence on my community and in the state and the country, and to continue to make the lives of everybody around me just a little bit more better than the way I found them and the way my future generations will find them.
What are the are there any major issues in Rockland? What do you feel the issues are that you're going to be discussing, if there is a forum, or that the, maybe folks, you know, maybe you have insight into it and an inside track that you could share with the voters of Rockland?
I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, we're closing in on the first year of our new middle school being open, and our high school has fallen behind in terms of the renovation, which I don't want to say was to be expected, but it's unfortunately fallen behind. So what we're going to really have at the conclusion of this school year and at the start of the next school year, which would obviously be generally the start of hopefully my term on the Rockland School Committee, is a transition of the technology, the many different commissioning things that are going to have to go on in those buildings, and also still taking care of any unresolved issues, which is more school building committee related, but I feel as a member of the school committee, I'll still maintain my position on the school building committee to make sure that all these different kind of loose ends that will still be lingering, as they do in any construction project, will be tidied up to the best of the ability of the, you know, in favor of the taxpayer and for the children of the town.
Okay. Well, I know we talked as far as the school superintendent, you got a new school. Are those, you feel those are primary issues, or are there other issues that are part of your race?
I would say, as of right now, that's going to be the primary issue because, you know, the superintendent plays a major role in our town. So finding a replacement is a big deal, and looking for the experience is even, you know, a bigger part of the problem. Other than that, there's other issues such as budget issues. You know, we monitor the school budget, and we look over all the budget needs and budget problems. And building the new high school, I've seen that we have new costs upwards of $900,000. And the question is, where do we come up with this money to pay for these new teachers and these new programs at the school? You know, quite frankly, and with the economy is the way it is, I don't know where we're going to find that money.
Well, let me ask you guys all this. As far as talking about expenditures, talking about budgets, being young guys, none of you have kids, right?
No.
Okay. All right. But there could be a chance that down the road that you will have children and that they may be going to these particular school systems. I know you look now and say, we've got to be fiscally sound. But when the shoe's on the other foot, wouldn't you want your child to go to, I'll let you answer in a minute, Miles ready to jump on the microphone, wouldn't you want your child to go to the best school and for them to get the best bang for the buck for their education?
Absolutely, but when it comes down to it, you learn from a young age, and I certainly have, that you don't live with, you know, outside your means. If you are given $5, that doesn't mean go down to the candy store and spend $25. It means you have $5, budget that. When I used to get handed $5, and I started working delivering newspapers when I was 12, 13 years old, when I would make, you know, $50, I'd put $25 of it away in the bank. And we really need to go back to that thinking. Yes, I absolutely want my child or children to have the best education. But if it means that we're going to spend more than that we have in town, then that's not the best education, and I'd look elsewhere.
I also agree. I think that obviously I want my kids, you know, when that time comes, to have the best education they possibly can. Right. But I also had my parents allowed me to go to a vocational school. I went to Norfolk County Agricultural High School.
Which the town of East Bridgewater actually paid for.
Yes, they did. And that school is, I believe it was actually, it was quite a bit of money. I want to say $16,000 a year to have me go there. That was in the time, you know, the town of East Bridgewater High School was running down. It was falling apart from the inside out. And for me, owning my own business where I am now, I think it was by far the best decision I've ever done. And I'd like to give my children a chance. If they want to go to the town high school, they'll have that chance. And if they would like to explore other schools, they will also have that chance.
Excellent.
You know, part of it, too, and I know Miles and I actually have this a rare disagreement in terms of our respective school projects. I know he wasn't too much in favor of East Bridgewater, where I was in favor more of Rockland's. And I agree the concept that we need to live within our means. But there also comes a point, like sitting on the school committee in budgeting, you know, I was my father's sidekick for 10 years. It's probably how I learned a lot of what I learned. I was told that if I go to these meetings, I have to not speak. So I certainly listened an awful lot.
You paid your dues.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I listened a lot and I learned a lot. And part of the things that we need to consider, yes, we need to obviously live within our budget and means, but certain other things that we need to do, I mean, for instance, in Rockland, for about 8 or 9 years, the Rockland Public School Department budget was level funded, which more or less equates to it was cut every year. It was held at the same number for 8 years.
Yeah, because level funding is a cut.
Level funding is a cut because as fuel costs increase, as every other cost and expenditure increases. So there's certain things like that I want to make sure that, not at the expense of the whole town, because we are still a community, we're still a town, but we need to have representatives on the school committee who will fight and advocate for the taxpayer and the student. And that's what I am, taxpayer and children first.
Hey, less than a minute left, Joe.
I was just going to ask the candidates here, as we leave, what is one thing you want the voters to know?
That's why he's my sidekick.
There we go.
Keith?
I would like the voters to know that, you know, just because I am young doesn't mean I don't understand the issues going around in town today.
Right.
And that I would like to stand up and be an advocate for the East Bridgewater taxpayers.
Excellent. Do you have a website or any way for Facebook?
Facebook, I do have a page. It's Keith Boyle, candidate for East Bridgewater School Committee. And there is a website being developed.
And folks at East Bridgewater can actually catch him on what show?
Greater Bridgewater with Miles Heger on East Bridgewater Community Television.
And it's also on?
I posted on Facebook and the ebctv.org on demand.
Just real quick, the town of Rockland has known me for many years, and I've proven myself to be a dedicated advocate for the town. And I hope that they afford me the opportunity to continue to serve them. My website is jaredforrockland.com, and I have a Facebook page and
a Facebook radio
and a Twitter feed. Sorry.
I think we all do, Kevin.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for
thank
taking
you very much.
Thanks, time Kevin. Out of your busy schedules.
You.
I wish you the best of luck, and we'll keep an eye on your progress and see how you do. We'll definitely have to have you back.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
So we're going to step aside just for a little bit. When we come back, we're going to go wicked tuna fishing with Captain Dave Marciano. Stay tuned.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station, 95.9 WATD-FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.